story with a big cold front. You get a decent wind from the northeast, and then to the northwest as the front builds, they always seem to be these horrible, scary winds that do all the damage.
And it's done a fair bit of damage across the region. What happened on your property, Tiny?
Well, we pretty well only just finished mobile ploughing 450-hectare patch, and that had a fair degree of impact on that. It blew a bit of seed out of the ground. Probably the last 100 hectares of crop I put in was only spread out and pushed into the ground, and that's been blown back out of to the surface. And then towards the end of the day there, we had a massive downpour come through, and it's washed a lot of seed down the hill. Other bits, we've had some early wheat blow in places on prone hilltops, and white patches here and there blow. Just a bit of a general blow across the area, I suppose.
So the 450 hectares that you mouldboarded, Tony, what's the plan for that? Will you wait to see what germinates, or are you pretty confident that you'll have to reseed that last bit that you mentioned where the seed has moved?
Well, we run the spreader back over the top of the last bit. I think I'm more worried about the water damage and washing everything down the hill than the wind. The rest, I've had a look. There's still a lot of seed under the ground. That's just a case of seeing how thick it comes up when it does all come out.
And the wheat paddock that was hit, have you been out and had a look at that? Do you think that it will reshoot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it varies. There's some white prone sand patches that have copped a bit of damage, but there's still plants there. 2009 was the first year I did mouldboard ploughing, and the very first bit I did blew away in early July in a similar sort of system that came through. We had, I think it was 97 kilometre an hour winds in that one, and it was raining while it was blowing, and the paddock was blowing while it was raining. It was that strong. That decimated that patch. It just took it back to roots and a burnt off crown. But the crop still came back from that, and I think the paddock averaged about 2 tonnes.
And have you looked at any numbers in terms of the financial cost of this, or is it a little bit too early for that, Tony?
No. I think if you start looking at the financial damage, you're going to start dealing with psychological damage as well. So we'll see how it comes back first.
That's Tony Harding, who farms at West Arano. Simon Teakle is an agronomist based out of Geraldton. He says the wind damage was widespread right across the northern wheat belt, and he says parts of some paddocks won't grow a profitable crop for this season.
It's done a lot of damage mainly to the paddocks that have been spaded and mouldboarded, or spaded or mouldboarded. Paddocks have been pretty well levelled. But most of the crop that is well established, like, you've just got little sort of pockets within paddocks that are, well, we'll call the damage bad, but that, you know, it's probably, you know, if it's a cereal crop, it's probably not as bad as what, you know, initially people would probably think.
And what's the options for growers from this point? If they've got paddocks that they're concerned about, what are some of the decisions that they need to be making, Simon?
Majority of what I've seen has been in cereal paddocks because it was the later sown crops that have been worst affected. They probably really need to wait probably towards the end of this week to see what they know is going to recover and what isn't going to recover. I mean, the issue with reseeding is that you know, the paddock is bare. If that crop germinates straight away, which it will because we've had good rainfall over the last week, I mean, you're still subject to the same risk of wind damage, you know, later on over the coming month, if you can put it that way. So I suppose the thing is, if it does have to be reseeded, then it's probably better not to. Where the damage is really, really significant, you know, you've got to be realistic that probably a profitable crop won't come out of those really badly affected areas. But you want to make sure that you don't affect any subsequent crops for the following, you know, 2 or 3 years.
There has been a huge trend towards mouldboard ploughing and spading and other cultivation that's really taken off in the northern ag region. Was this sort of event where we've had paddocks badly damaged by a wind event, was it inevitable?
Well, it was. I know we've spoken with growers before about, you do realise the risk that you're taking. I mean, they've all been there before, you know, or the older farmers have anyway, 20 years ago with full-cut cultivation. So I suppose it was not unexpected. And it probably serves as a bit of a timely reminder about the damages that can be done from, you know, leaving, particularly sand plane anyway, leaving them really, really bare.